grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You ever wonder if you're doing it right? Huh? You know what I mean? Am I doing it right? You know, we've all had jobs and things. We've all had a vocation. We're parents, grandparents, parents. Sons, daughters. And we've been nurses, businessmen. We've had all kinds of jobs and things. Are we doing it right? I used to teach those that work for me. I've had many people work for me over the years, and I would teach them to pay real close attention to the tiniest details. Because if you did that, the big project would come out looking really good, no matter what it was. Those little details. You know, and whether it was painting a room, you know, making sure that you're cutting that line in right, or you're putting tile on a floor, you make sure you get all that straight and the grout joined real evenly all the way around the room. You know what I'm talking about. Am I doing it right? How about being a Christian? Are you doing it right? I don't know. I'm not sure. I thought I did. And I'll be honest with you, there's a sermon laying in the pulpit up there that I prepared for tonight. But then I started reading the readings again that we had on Sunday, with the epistle for tonight from Romans. This is Paul in his letter to the Romans. And Paul, the apostle Paul, says, I do not understand my own actions. This is Paul. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. He's not doing it right. The Apostle Paul is not doing it right. That's what he said. He said, I don't understand what I'm doing. Now, if I do what I do not want, here it comes. I agree with the law that it is good. He agrees that the law is good. Not that he's doing wrong is good. He's agreeing that the law is good. The law says, you shall not be. You know what I mean? The law says you got to be 30 miles an hour out here in front of the church. Stand out here and watch sometimes. Yeah. They don't like it when you don't get 30 miles an hour in this city. But the law, God's law, he's real specific. He's only got 10 of them. You know, he's only got 10 laws. But it covers everything we do. It covers the works. And we can't do it. Don't understand it. I do the very thing I hate. I don't understand my own actions. Do you? So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. Huh. Sounds like an excuse. It ain't me. It's just sin that's within me. Yeah, we can do that. We can say, hey, it's just sin. It ain't me, it's sin. I'm okay. I don't understand it. I'm telling the judge that. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out.
So that thinking that we have in our minds, that thinking that we have, am I doing it right? I know what I'm supposed to be doing. Am I doing it? No. And I really hate what I'm doing. You know? Some of the things that we do, the sins that we do, oh my gosh. I can't even say some of them in here. It's so disgusting. I'm going to try to say it, but I know what sins are. But that the thoughts, those aren't of our flesh. Those thoughts that we have, the knowledge that we have of God's law, that's not our flesh. The Bible tells us the worst sins are the sins of the flesh. Anything and everything that we do, that we sin, is mostly because of our flesh. It's not us. It's not me that's doing it wrong. It's not you that's doing it wrong. It's your body. So this here then lays credence to what the Bible also tells us, that this flesh and blood stuff here, it's just on loan to you. You're renting it for just a little while. It belongs to God. It's His. And how well are you treating it? I do not do the things I should do. I do not do the things that I want. But the things that I don't want to do, and I don't understand why I keep doing it. And St. Paul says the very same thing. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. I'm going to do exactly what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to do my job exactly the way I'm to do it. And I keep going. And I started heading that way. Oh, look. There's a lake. Hey, look. There's a bar. Hey, look. There's fireworks. You know what? It's a pretty day out there. It's an awful day out there to go out. I think I'll just stay in. Evil lies close at hand. There's always an excuse that we have. Just don't answer it.
Sorry.
You know what? We got that excuse to do what is right. We want to do it. We really do. We want to be good parents. We want to be good grandparents. We want to be good mothers. We want to be good fathers. We want to be good sons. We want to be good daughters. We want to be good at our jobs. We want to be good members of the church. Yeah. You know what old settlers, I saw people that have not stepped foot inside this church in 4 years and said, hey, look, there's my pastor. And I said to them, no, I'm not. You haven't been here. I don't know who you are. What Jesus says. That's too many excuses. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, he says, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and taking me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. So when I just read to you, wretched man that I am, I said it for me. And I hope you were following along because you should have read that words for yourself too. wretched person that you are. But then who will deliver me from this body of death? See, this body that we have for just a little bit of time, it doesn't last. It wears out. And it stops working after a bit. We all will. Then what? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. Thanks be to God. We have that whole everlasting life. Forgiveness of our sins. Yeah. You know, after we did that, just before we confessed our sins, there's that little pause where I won't say anything. I'm confessing my sins. Because God forgives me of all my sins. Because I didn't understand it. But thanks be to God, He does. All human understanding. Keep all our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.